Okay, so this video is for a watcher who asked me how do you he asked me to make a video on self on how to be more confident and how to have confidence as a man. So I hope I cover my topics of this well. So I did. Now this is one time I did actually make like you guys can't see it, but I have it to the side of my computer, a list of things. So I'll probably put it across the bottom when I go to a different section of it. But yeah, so I really wanted to really kind of think this out for the many different ways, that would call for somebody to, to ask me this, because everybody has their own situation of why they may be lacking confidence or whatever in their life. So I'm gonna try to cover, I'm trying to go to, I'm gonna try to be as most well-rounded with this as I can. So yeah, here we go. So I'll first start out with. Okay, so in life, when you're moving, you can fake being brave and all that shit, and fake like you're not as scared. It's not, scared and all that shit, right? But deep down, like when you were really scared, when you was really like, when something really hit you, something really shook you, and you was terrified, but you just kind of played it off like it was nothing. So I remember my first time of truly feeling that, like that personal hit, right? Was when I first played chess for real. Like, not just against like my dad, because yes, that's my dad. He's gonna help me. He's not gonna like always beat me every time. He's gonna let me win, blah, 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 blah. He's not gonna be too hard. But when I first went out, like, in the world and played chess for real, right? And I still remember to this day that whenever somebody would put me in check, like, in the game of chess, when somebody would put you, okay, for those of you who don't know, the objective of chess is not to just get as many pieces as you can get. The objective of chess is to trap the king, right? That's it. Doesn't matter how many pieces you have. If you trap the king, if you trap the other person's king, you win. So the first step of putting a king, usually of trapping them, is in many cases to put them in check first. So now the king has to move, or you gotta you're forced to take a piece or whatever like that. So when I first felt that true deeper hurt. Like, oh no, it's all that pan almost like that panic, like, oh no, it's all over, was when I'll be put in check. Now, check doesn't mean you lose in chess. It just means you're temporarily trapped, and you can still get out of it when somebody puts you in check. But for me, my brain just immediately went to, oh, it's all over. They put me in check. That's it. That's it. That's it. And it took me a while to get over that. It took me a while to get over, okay, just because I'm in check, that doesn't mean anything. The game's still not over. All right. But it took me a long, and that was just my first time of really dealing with it, like on a deeper personal level. Because here's the thing, when it came to talking to women in the world, even when I would get rejected or anything like that, that never really hurt me, because I always had the logic of when I would talk to a random new girl is, okay, well, this woman doesn't even know me, so she's not rejecting me, she's rejecting something within herself. So I always kind of held that logic in my head of when I would go out, in the world. And it never really, like, I'm sure sometimes it probably hurt a little more than others, but for the most part, I just always had that going in my head. So when it came to, when it came to talking to new people or approaching new people, I'd never, and everybody's gonna be different with this, I just never really took a lot of offense to it. Probably a lot of it was probably due to me, due to kind of where and how I grew up. I didn't grow up rough, but I grew up like outside of my, norm type of thing. So I was used to being the outsider. I was used to being the, I was used to being, kind of like low key ignored and looked at weird and all that. Because I went to like, I went to a private Christian school in the U.S. There's no black people in them places. So I was used to being like, the one that was kind of, pushed away, and I had to initiate shit to make anything happen. So it's like, that's just kind of how I grew up with that. So I never really dealt with that whole, lack of confidence in that area. But no, so back to the topic. This next topic I want to get on is, I think, a huge part with a lot of guys is living in comfort creates lack of deeper sense of independence. Meaning the more comfortable you are, see, comfort, women can get by with comfort. As men, man, you see, as a man, you have to be independent. You're supposed to be independent and strong and all this shit like that, right? So comfort pretty much works in the opposite with a guy like this. Like the more comfortable you get, the more as a man, the more comfortable you get, the more you're willing to just be like, oh, well, fuck it, and just sit down, just take whatever comes and all that shit like that. Women are built for that shit. Women are weak. Women are mentally weak. Women are the ones who can't handle intricate thought when it comes to surviving. They're the ones who do that. But when you live in too much comfort, it infects you as a man too. Which, and to be honest about it, it's infected me because I'm been too comfortable since I've been here. Because I've been wanting to travel just to knock that out of me. But so my advice for this section for guys is to get the fuck out. Do something that you know you're bad at. Do something that you know you're not gonna be good at. Do something that you know you're probably gonna fail the first time, first three or four. Just get out and make yourself. You have, as a man, it's up to you to realize when you're starting to get weak and soft and all that shit. And you have to be the one to get up and go and make yourself go do something. See, your woman, she really ain't gonna tell you to do that because she's expecting you to just be man and just know type of shit. But you have to get that within you. You have to be the one to get up and go force yourself to break that comfort. See, like, and this is where I think media is really misleading. Media always pushes this whole, luxury, 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 luxury shit for men. And it just that dream of like relaxing with his feet up at the beach and all that shit. But they never show, the hours that work this motherfucker put in, or the struggle he had to get there. They'll talk about it because it's fun to, listen to a motherfucker talk about it, but they never show that side of it. But I'm telling you, man, when it comes to that, but the comfort, the softer and weaker you get, the worse you're gonna get, especially with that strong sense of independence, of relying on comfort. Bitches rely on comfort, all right, period. Bitches' lives are built relying on some type of comfort. All right. As a man, it that just hurts you. That just hurts you. Point blank. Okay. So next step is my opinions of this again is know and accept you will fail and don't run away from it. So with this part, knowing and accepting that you will fail, at some point, from my perspective on this, deep down, you have to let go, okay? Because on one hand, like, I get how, you want to prepare and you want to be prepared for everything, blah, 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 blah. But deep down, you have to also accept that at some point, there's just nothing you'll ever be able to do because when it's your time, it's going to be your time. Because I remember me and my girl, we was watching this one movie with Richard Grier. It's an old movie. And he was playing an attorney. It was Ed Norton and Richard Grier. I can't remember the name of it because it was written in Czech. But I remember Richard Grier was playing the attorney. And, attorneys are historically, they've always been, well, at least recently, they've been, expensive. And he's like laughing, telling a story about, how people always save up for their rainy day. And then he walks in a room and says, "Guess what? I'm the rainy day," type issue because it's just the person's time, And when you know and accept that you will fail, no matter what you did, no matter what plans you had, everybody has their perfect storm. Everybody. Bill Gates has his perfect storm of fucking up. You see, everybody has their perfect storm. Nobody from I got this from an Assassin's Creed game. No human is immune to poverty or struggle or pain. Nobody is. Everybody has their perfect storm. So deep down, it almost like I know. Well, I'm just be real. It takes a bigger man. It takes a big man to get out and work hard and do all that and to be prepared. But it takes a bigger man to also be able to also to acknowledge that. Well, look, when it's your time, it's just your time. No matter if you had $15 trillion, if a plane fell out the sky, what's $15 trillion gonna do? If a plane fell out the sky and hit you right now, what's having all that money in the bank gonna do? And there's a part of you that has to accept that shit and letting go and accepting it. And like I went on a story a while back when I was living in that town called Chescalipa, my rent was like fucking nothing, dude. It was like literally nothing. Like motherfuckers pay more in car insurance than I was paying for rent in that flat. But the thing was, at the time, I couldn't get my I couldn't send myself money from the US here. So I had literally like $5 to my name type of shit. It was just my time to be fucked up. That's just and that was when I really learned a lot about myself and the world throughout that time. Because in that time period, I remember I was just I was doing a lot of people watching, and I experimented with my own personality and traits and shit. Because I remember this is just a side rant, but I remember when I was really looking into having good days, bad days, being mad, sad, depressed, angry, feel good, blah, blah, blah. So I remember this one side experiment I did. I lived in a small flat alone, nobody, just me. Well, I always lived alone for the most part, but this is a deeper example because I was in a small town where nobody spoke English and it was just me, and nobody looked like me there or nothing, right? And I just experimented with myself to see like, okay, do bad moods really come because the world did something, or is it just my time to be in a bad mood? So what I did was I just sanctioned myself away from everybody for like weeks at a time, right? And what I found was that, some days I woke up, I'd be in a good mood. Other days I'd wake up and I'd just be in a shit mood. And that's when it became clear to me, like, oh wow, no, like, maybe it's not really the world all the time. Maybe it's just human nature to, fall back into this, shit mood or a good mood. Because there was no outside influence on me. It was just me in the room chilling. And I think that goes a little bit into what I was saying earlier. When it's your time, it's just your time. This whole, I think with social media always, and this is why I'm not a fan of social media. Because with social media doing this constant thing of like trying to push you to how to think faster, how to be better, how to do this, how to do that. Well, first, I think it's human nature to always want to evolve to something better and stronger. But at the same time, humans need to feel certain emotions and certain thoughts, certain theories, certain situations. Like it's just human nature. Like if everything was perfect and pleasant, humans would literally go build coliseums to create tension. We need like humans, like we need that shit. So and I think this may be the core of like some guys, opinions on how to have confidence, all that shit like that, and blah 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 blah. There is never gonna be okay. There is okay. The core of this shit is this. There is never gonna be peace on earth. There is never gonna be perfect confidence. There's never gonna be as soon as something gets perfect, 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 then that's the second it becomes imperfect, and that's the second it becomes not human. All right, the second there is complete peace on earth, that is the second that is the farthest thing from human. The second that a man is completely 100% confident and feels no fear is the second that motherfucker has a severe fucking chemical imbalance in his fucking head. All right, that's not human. And I think the world is just selling people on social media, at least. It's selling people this fucking dream that everything that you should aspire for perfectness, aspire for greatness, and greatness has to be what, these people say sitting here in these in expensive clothes and an expensive car, because that's perfect. But see, those people driving the people driving all those fucking Aston Martins and shit, see they not coming to you telling you how they mentally fucked up and they don't know what to do next and all this. They not coming to you with that. So the world doesn't know that, but somebody like me who works in my field, like we talk to these people, so we know. You know what I'm saying? But the vast majority of the population doesn't know. So they just, the average motherfucker on Instagram just leaves their life believing, oh, I should just grind harder that way. If I have, a bigger chest, bitches will like me, and a nice car will make me happy and all that shit. That's the only part. I don't know. That's just a side rant, man. Anyway, let me continue. Okay, yeah, so the next part is know and accept you will be afraid. Courage and or confidence is not the absence of fear, it's knowing how to work with it. Yeah. Courage and confidence is not the absence of fear, it's knowing how to work alongside it. Yeah. Again, it's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay to be nervous about some shit. It's okay to be fucked up, right? As long as you can. Okay, I think what really sets people apart with this, and what sets men apart with women when this happens, to the man, is that is that some guys know how to accept it on a deeper level. Some guys know how to accept it, accept it, accept it, and other guys let it like completely take them over. Completely. And I'm trying to think of a way to explain this properly. Because it a way to explain it, that's going to be a difficult thing to explain properly. Like how because okay, here's the thing. When it comes to guys like stereotypically failing, you know, as a man, right? When it comes to guys doing that, there's a certain swagger you have to have in it to where bitches can still find you respectable and will still give you pussy and all that stuff like that. And it comes back to it comes back to having some appearance that you'll work your way out of it eventually, right? But if the swagger shows that, okay, like this is taking this motherfucker over, and on top of that, if she really wasn't respecting you that much anyway from the beginning, like yeah, then she ain't gonna really deal with you like that. But that's a hard thing to really explain in words, because like I said, when it comes to dealing with women, women are like dogs, okay? Like dogs, they don't operate, you know, 100% through communication with just barking. They don't, you know, rah, 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 rah. Hello, how are you? They don't do that. Dogs operate by how they move and walk and what they've seen and how they moving and shit like that. And then they make judgments. See, women literally operate like animals. Especially when it comes to interpersonal communications, they operate like animals. That the spoken language is like the fourth level of communication for women. Whereas men, we more hold on to spoken language being pretty much like the contract. And then everything else has to follow that. And women are the opposite. So it's hard for me to explain into words. It's a certain sense of confidence of when a man does, like, relative, when he's failed, right? When he's failed. A man's failed. He's weaker. He's infected with fear or anxiety or whatever the fuck. It's difficult to explain it. But just to be more concise, I want to make this too long of a video. Just to be more concise about it, there's a certain swagger you have to have about it, and alongside with her having belief that you'll dig your way out of it, you know, at some point. I mean, let me think of something. Can I go on? No one except you will. We will be afraid. Yeah, that deeper sense of knowing that you will be afraid. You will, you know, that the fear is just a part of life. Is gonna it's gonna it, that in itself is gonna lead you to be more open-minded in thinking and seeing the world and seeing the realities of shit and seeing shit, you know, for real what it is to be human. And then it's like, okay, and then once you see it, right? Once you see it and you see what the world is as human, you will grow to a point of understanding, like, oh, I get it now. And just like how when you was trying to ride that bike for the first time without training wheels, and once you got it, you was like, oh, I got it now. And then you get the, you know, then all and then all of a sudden you like you're so much more confident, but you don't see that you're confident now riding a bike, but your parents seen it, or your brother or sister, they saw it. Oh yeah, he's confident, he got it now. But you, the thing is, see, when it comes to confidence, you don't see it. All right. I don't see myself as like confident. I like my opinion of myself is I don't care. And I think like Patrice O'Neal said, my confidence is so low, it's high kind of thing. But I don't see it, right? And it's the same thing. Like it's the same thing. Like let's say as an example, a child riding a bike without training wheels, and or they're doing anything that they're not used to doing, and they're kind of fearful about it. They don't really know. They're kind of, you know, he's scared, he's hesitant to touch it and all that shit. And you know when you watch that kid, and then all of a sudden they're moving with confidence, like they getting up and just walking with confidence now to it. And you know, see, you've seen it. You like, oh yeah, little Eric is confident now. Little Eric, he don't see it. And that's my opinion with that shit for real. When you become truly confident, you won't see it. You don't see it. Other people will see it in you, but you don't see it. You just see yourself as just moving off, you know, on another Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know. You don't see it. But the world, when you walk in the room, like other people will see it and know, okay, yeah, no, yeah, this motherfucker know what he's doing. And I'm gonna end off with here because I'm at 20 minutes now. I'm gonna end off with here. So the last part I'll say is accept the worst case scenario from the beginning and prepare for that. Right? Accept the worst case scenario, relative to that scenario. Just accept the worst case for that and prepare for that. Because again, that's putting you more in a mode of acceptance, right? Of acceptance. Acceptance is, I think, acceptance of just humanity and the realities of the world and humanity. I think that's the core. Because I think deep down, what for many, and I'm not saying this, maybe I missed every point that the guy who asked me to make this video, maybe I missed his specific targeted area. But for the most part, when I'm dealing with, especially with men, the biggest part with confidence is that they don't, it, that some part of them doesn't want to accept a reality of the world. And that's usually, and it's usually a reality of the world that's hitting them on an interpersonal level. That's usually what it's going to come down to, right? That acceptance, the acceptance. And not like, I can't tell you to accept it. You have to get there on your own. I can't, I mean, I can draw up any diagram. Okay, it's the same thing like telling the teach telling a, like a fucking, 5-year-old kid how to ride a bike without training wheels, right? Like I can tell that motherfucker how to do it, and I can write all types of, plans and all this shit for him to ride it, but he'll never truly get that sense of confidence until it's his time to get it. And again, this is an area where social media, they don't want to touch on this and tell you because they can't sell you shit after that, right? They can't sell it to you. All right. When it comes to this, it has to be your time to get it. I'm not going to sit up here and sell you 5 quick and easy steps. I'll tell you my opinion, but when it comes to you on a personal level of getting there, you have to reach a moment of, okay, I get it. Like with the kid riding a bike without training wheels, he has to reach that ultimate point of, oh, I get it now. And now he's riding it, but before he knew how to ride it, I can tell him, pages of shit of what to do, how it's gonna feel, all this shit like that, but he still won't get it for real. You know what I'm saying? He can regurgitate what I said, and he can even make logic out of what I said, but that kid still won't know the deeper intricacies of the confidence it takes to ride a bike and know what you're doing and realizing the reality on it. You know what I'm saying? And then it's like once he realized the reality, then it's like, oh, okay, yeah, no, it's okay to fall, shit like that. So anyway, I'm at 22 minutes. I'm gonna get out of here. I'm gonna live stream tonight. So I hope I answered, I hope I at least grazed, who the for the guy who wanted me to make this video. But yeah, ultimately, man, let me close this out. Ultimately, my opinion is it's the acceptance of the world. It's the acceptance of the world. And accepting that you will lose, you will embarrass yourself, you will end up in shitty situations, and ultimately, a lot of cases, it'll be no fault of your own. It's no fault to anybody, right? Okay, because you think in terms of the world, does anybody, okay, when humans were working off a clean slate, right? Nobody knew anything and all that shit. Do you think any human wanted to feel failure? Do you think they wanted to feel, diversity? Do you think they wanted to feel, being lesser in any kind of, no, people don't want to do, nobody wants to do that. Nobody wants to be poor. Nobody wants to be sleeping on the street. Nobody wants that shit, dude. Nobody. But here's the thing. Then this is the beautiful part of this is the beautiful part of being human. You could find one guy who is struggling to make ends meet, feeding his family on minimum wage in whatever country he's in, but he won't have any issues with confidence. Whereas then on the flip side, you'll find some guys who are driving, million-dollar cars, living in, huge houses, making, born into tons of money, and they struggling with confidence, but they just ain't telling you. You just don't know. So the world is a crazy place. It's really crazy how humanity has these really deep intertwined, systems of how the shit's really playing out for real. It's really, amazing and funny at the same time. But yeah, I'll let you guys go. I'm gonna try to live stream tonight. So yeah, I hope I answered the questions. I'm out of here. I catch you on the flippy flip.